The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
We have a louder shout of hallelujah. Somebody shout glory. You people, you are in the spirit. You are in the spirit. Hallelujah. Give them a big clap. Hallelujah. You were not there, but I'm doing a research on this same word called kabod this last week. And you just dived into it just like that. Hallelujah. So God be all the glory. We had a great time at the wedding of one of our daughters here yesterday. To God alone be all the glory. And I can see many more weddings on the way. In Jesus' name. Let's worship God and thank Him again. Just thank Him. Give Him praise and glory and honor. Bless. Give Him all the honor. Bless His holy name. Thank Him. Express your thanks to God this morning. Appreciate Him this morning. Give Him all the glory and all the honor. You all over, I over, and let
you all over, cause any beer.
Holy Spirit, have your way. Send your word to us directly. Let no one return back the same. Let your promises concerning each and everyone's life here come to pass in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. And we vow to return the glory back to you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Can I hear a big hallelujah? A shout of hallelujah. And with a big clap offering to the Almighty God, the King of Kings. And please be seated. Hallelujah. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence and of course to this second service this morning. To Him alone be all the glory in the name of Jesus. We had a great time in the first service and I trust God that He will bless us again in the name of Jesus. It's an impartation service and I'll be speaking on strategies for forward movement. Strategies for forward movement. Strategies for forward movement. Every child of God is destined to progress. No child of God is programmed or is designed to be without progress. Progress in life, progress in family, progress in business, progress in career. Every sector and area of life, God wants you to progress. And you will progress in Jesus' name. For this to happen, there are some strategies. There are some things you need to put in place before you can make that progress that you desire. And we'll be looking at some of them this morning. The first strategy is be adventurous. Adventure is a combination of two words. Add to your venture. Whatever you are doing, add to it. Do more. Adventure. Adventure. And I gave us a very long reading, 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3 to 16, where we saw how four lepers became adventurous in a time of famine. And they entered into Syria. And food that was scarce before became plenteous. I pray for you today, you are entering into your plenteous season in the name of Jesus. And I told us on how to be adventurous. I said, number one, have foresight. Am I right? Number one, have foresight. Number two, be informed. I can't go into all this. If you are willing to have this information, please go forth and listen to this over and over again. I also went on to tell us how to gather information. Because I said information is what will make you escape deformation. How do you gather information? Number one, I said be a reader. Always read. Read the Bible. Read books. Read things that will help you to gather more information. Read books that will help you to do better. Number two, be a learner. Be a learner. And number three, be observant. All these things are very important if you want to gather information. Praise the Lord. Having summarized that, number two strategy that will lead you into the realm of forward movement is diligence. I spent a lot of time on that in the first service, and I'm also going to do that in the second service here. But I'm going to add more to what I said in the first service on the matter of diligence. Because this is one thing that makes unbelievers to beat believers hands down. Two believers are in the same business, and then the unbeliever is doing well, the believer is not doing well. Why? Diligence. You give a task to some believers, it's as good as that task is already a failure. Because they will never be diligent. Because nothing progresses without diligence. There is no harvest without seed sowing, without planting. So if you are going to harvest something in the future, you must sow the seed now. You must work now. So, diligence is very important. And I gave us some things to note about diligence and work. I said, number one, walking shows you desire to move forward. When you are walking, it shows that you want to move forward. Because no walk, no motion. Your life can't move forward if you don't want to walk. Number two, walking is your reaction against lack and want. When you are walking, you are reacting against lack. You are killing lack and destroying lack in your life. Not forgetting the scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 10, that he that does not walk must not eat. Number three thing to note about walk is that the ladder between you and your next level is walk. The ladder between you and your next level in life is walk. If you will go to the next level, you must walk. I must walk the walk of him that sent me while it is day. For night cometh when no man can walk. Number four. I spoke extensively about all this in the first service, so you can go forth and watch them. on the internet. Number four, your change, or you change your situation through work. You don't watch your situation to change. You work out your situation. That's why the Bible says you work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So you work out your situation through work. You change your situation through work. Number five, number what now? Your expectation will never become a reality without your participation. Your expectation will never become a reality without you. You can't expect to break through without you participating. You have to participate. Number six, media, if I can follow you. Always do what you can find till you find what you want. Do what you can find until you can find what you are actually looking for. What you are looking for is a big job. Do the small job first. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10, whatever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy heart. Anything your hand is doing now, do it well first. Anything you are doing for now, do it perfectly first before God will change your level. Yes, next one. Number seven, no work, no wealth. If you are not ready to work, you are not ready to be wealthy. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 4. Proverbs 14 verse 23. Psalm chapter 1 verse 3. Bible says in Psalm 1 verse 3, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So, your doing is very, very important. No work, no wealth. Proverbs 10 verse 4, he become a poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent. So you must realize that your diligence is what attracts wealth into your life. You must know that. And I spoke very extensively about this. Next one. Yes, so I'm now going fully into the second service now, because I didn't give you this one in the first service. Yes, number seven. Let's go. Next one. It is hard work that destroys a hard life. Nobody wants a hard life. Nobody wants a difficult life. Everybody wants it soft, like soft bread, right? Yes, it is work that makes it soft. If you want your future to be soft in your present, work. If you want your future to be easy, work now so that your future will be easy. If you refuse to work now, there's no way the future will not be difficult. Work now so that the future can be easy. Hello. Next. God hates idleness. Looking through the scripture, in Matthew chapter 20 verse 1 to 8, we see that God doesn't like people to be idle. One day Jesus went forth. In Matthew chapter 20 verse 1 to 8. Media, always get the screen first before other screens. Be smart. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is in the household, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. Let's go very fast. We are still going to 8. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into the vineyard. He hired laborers and he agreed on them to with them, I will give you one penny a day. And he went out about the third hour. He went out about the third hour of them walking and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. He had hired some and he saw some people just standing. They were not doing anything. And he said unto them, go also into the vineyard where others are walking. Whatsoever is right, I will give you. And they went their way. Again, he went out about the sixth hour. And again, he went out about the ninth hour and did likewise. Why are you standing here not working? This is 8:30 in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. What are you still doing in the house? No, go and walk. What are you still doing in the house? He did it at the third hour. He went to do the work. He came back again, did it again at the sixth hour. He went again, did it at the at the ninth hour again. And about the 11th hour, it means they had worked for 11 hours. He went out and found others standing idle again. Others have been working since morning. This is 11th hour. And he said unto them, why stand ye here all day idle? Why do you stay at home idle, doing nothing? And you are wishing for Range Rover. You are actually asking for Leg Rover, not Range Rover. You are looking for Range Rover Sports. You are actually looking for Leg Sports. Jogging on the same level. That will never be you in Jesus' name. And they say unto him, because no man had hired us. You didn't get anybody to employ us. He said unto them, go also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. Verse 8, where I will stop. So when the evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, call all the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. God does not want believers to be idle. He saw some idle. He gave them assignment. He came out again. What is happening? Why are you not working? Third hour. He said, oh yeah, go and walk. Do something. 6th hour, he came out again. 9th hour, he came out again. 11th hour, he came out. He said, nobody must be idle. Nobody moves forward without standing up, stretching, and moving forward. So, every believer that must move forward must never be idle. Idleness is an abuse on redemption. There is no progress without activity. Progress is actualized through work. I was telling them in the first service, I said, somebody was saying something sometime ago, and I felt very sad. He said, one of the worst people to employ now are Christians, because they will use Christianity to camouflage everything. They did not wake up in the morning to pray. They will start using office hours for prayer. They will not read their Bible at home. They will start reading the Bible during the time they're supposed to be productive. Is it the Bible that they are now reading at work that will now produce your salary that they will use to pay you? Did they, in your offer letter, did they write there that you have been employed to use 3 hours to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John every day? Is that why they employed you? No man can experience forward movement that is an idle person. Wonderful, your pastor can pray for you, fast for you many days, until his organ is squeezed from dryness. But that will never save you if you are idle. It will never save you if you don't go out. If I prophesy on you from now till tomorrow, and you sit down doing nothing, all you want to do is pleasure, there is no way you can get the best of God. Work is the avenue for social, physical, personal, and organizational development. Any organization where there's no development, there's no work there. Because many go to work but don't work. Many actually go to work. They have work but they don't work. And that's why many are not moving forward. But you will move forward in the name of Jesus. I also told them in the first service, it's better to rust. It's better to wear out than to rust. It's better to wear out. You say, that lady ought to wear out, or that guy ought to wear out. When you wear out, there's a use. People will see that you walked, and then you are now old. You are now tired. You want to rest a little bit. You are not working as much as before. But when you rust, you were not used for anything. You just can imagine a rusted pipe. Pipe that water doesn't pass through. The thing will just rust and nobody will use it. But when a pipe is used and is broken, you say, it has been used. Let's mend it, let's replace it. Even if you are a covenant practitioner, you give tithe regularly, you give offering regularly, you even give prophet offering from time to time, yet you refuse to walk, you are still on the same level. Because the blessing that will come upon you comes through the avenue of your walk. And it doesn't matter what you are doing.
My work is not a small business. I'm only selling a ring.
Ah?
A ring. You can blow from a ring. You can become big. I know people that are selling different things that you'll be surprised, and they are so blessed. Just name it. Is it clothes? Is it animal feed? Is it musical instruments? Is it rug? Socks? Is it a barbing? Hairdo? Different things. It's not about the size of what you are doing. It's about you having something to do. Then that thing you are doing or that work you are doing, God will bless it. I know people that they are working, but they are spending more than their salary because God is blessing the work of their hands. They build houses that salary cannot build. They drive cars that salary cannot drive. Cannot buy. Because of the blessing of God on their work. I know people in this church, when this church started, there were members that with very little resources, months has passed, years have passed, things have changed for them. Why? Consistency on their work. Not that they are in this one today, that one today, this one today, that one today. Jack of all trades, master of none. Consistency in the assignment. Nobody here. We have a wasted life in the name of Jesus. I say nobody here, we have a wasted life in the name of Jesus. You know, I didn't say this in the first time, but I feel the Holy Spirit is spurring me to say this. Please advise people when they come to a church to listen to the teachings and to work with it. Advise them. Anytime you see somebody that comes to a church like ours now, advise them to hearken to the teachings. Otherwise, it will look as if some people are using something. It will look as if some people are using something. That's why God is blessing them. They're not using anything. If they are using something, you to use your own something. They say they bury cow. You know, sometime ago, somebody said, Bishop, we need to bury cow in front of Canaan land. That's why people are coming to the church. He said, cow is very cheap. That time, cow was even like 50,000 or 70,000. They said, go on, you can even buy five and bury it and see if you will move forward. When you don't know this mystery of work, when you see others progressing, you'll be wondering, in this economy, how are they able to do it? Isheni. Work. 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 Male or female? Every one of us must be doing something that God can bless. Every one of us must be doing something that God can breathe on. God will breathe on your business. God will breathe on your career. That wonderful daughter of God said, I thank God. Say some days ago, I started my business. It started from somewhere. Anybody can abuse her that small business. Is it the business inside your bedroom? It's inside the bedroom today to be a global business tomorrow. You started small today with small salary. Today, you are the top tomorrow. That's how it works. You know, when I was younger, I'm in school, when I'm coming back from school, all my siblings, they will start cleaning the house. They will start cleaning the bathroom, washing everywhere. When they say, brother will soon come now. The reason is because if they don't clean it, if I come, I will enter all the place and begin to wash it, wash the bathroom, clean the parlor, clean everywhere. What's happening? Why is everywhere like this? So, even any day, I will come tomorrow, they will be cleaning, washing everywhere, cleaning everywhere so that I can come and say, you people tried, but I will still do something. Why will somebody have arm like this and he will not use it to walk? There's a way we call it in my place. You understand what I'm talking about? He has arm like this, he doesn't want to walk. I don't want to go too deep into that one because it's very thick. But let's go. See, when you come to church like this and God speaks to you, you pick your own. Not that he's speaking to some people. He's speaking to, you pick, just pick your own. You say, this one we pastor saying, I'm my own. I'll change there. Quickly this morning, What are some factors that enhance your work? What are some factors that enhance your work? Can I have the screen? Factors that enhance your work. A, possess an excited mind. If your work will be successful and will produce results for you, be excited when you are doing your work. The state of your mind determines the quality of your work. The state of your mind determines the quality. Even if you are working in civil service, where there's no much salary or where things are not working well, still be excited. That civil service, recently, I don't remember the organization that wanted to employ. They wanted to employ 50 people. 50 people, 100,000 people applied. 100,000 applied, and they want only 50. So you that you are in civil service or government work, local government, state government, local federal government, still thank God for your work. Be excited about it. When you are excited about your work, you will most likely do well in the work. Look at Nehemiah when he was building the wall of Jerusalem. The Bible says he was excited. He did not allow Sambalat and Tobias, whatever rubbish they are saying, to affect them. Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 6. He did not allow that to affect him. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. So built we the wall. And all the walls were joined together and half thereof. And the people had the mind. It is the mind. When you don't get up in the morning, it's not your body, it's your mind. Your mind. Your mind. Your mind. Work on your mind so that your work can be enjoyable. People who are not excited about their work end up being lazy, slack, and slothful. And of course, they are sacked eventually. One of our leaders was telling me a story this week. Myself and he was telling you, we were together then. He said somebody was sacked in their office recently. He said that's why his work is more. I said, and me, I'm always very, I like questions. If you come to me, you tell me that we go deeper. Tell me, because I want to learn. Why was he sacked? He said the guy is not serious. He said during December, there was an issue in the office and it's his department. And they called him that this. He was slack. When they resumed, the MD said, please. He said before that time, they have given like 3 months to come up. Didn't come up. Go out. Give your position to somebody else that knows how to do the work. Possess excitement. Be excited. Be excited. Number B, factors that enhance your work. Be serious. Be serious with your work. The reason many are not going forward is because they are not serious with their work. They either have to be pushed to work or supervised. Until you take your job seriously, your job will not yield anything for you. Don't be slothful. Don't be overly relaxed. Don't be a procrastinator. Procrastination is the trademark of unserious men. I will do it tomorrow. I will go tomorrow. I will work tomorrow. I will work better tomorrow. What about today? What about today? Don't procrastinate. Do the work now. Face the work now. And you excel in it. Until you need little or no supervision to do your work, you are not a serious worker. If you need, until you get to a level where they don't need to supervise you, immediately they give you a task, you deploy yourself straight. Not that they will say, how far? How far? How far? If they are asking you how far, you are an unserious worker. You are an unserious person. A serious person, they shouldn't supervise you. But if they supervise you, it should be minimal supervision. Not that they will not be supervising you. How far? Where are you? What's happening? How far without it? How far? And if they are doing that, you are not serious. And forward movement is very far from you. Every man that will move forward, no need for plenty supervision. You do it the way it's supposed to be done. See. Factors that enhance your work. A, I said what? Possess what? An excited mind. B, what? Be serious. C, be diligent. Factors that enhance your work. Be diligent. Proverbs 22 verse 29 said that when man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings and not ordinary men. Be diligent. Diligence is a desire to release your innate abilities in order to achieve your purpose for living. Diligence is the desire to release your innate abilities in order to achieve your purpose for living. Everybody that will do well must be diligent. Oral Roberts was asked, "How come you became successful, sir?" He said, "We became successful by faith and by hard work." It's not only by faith alone. Because some people, all they know is faith. Kakatu, rakatua, kakata, lakwa. All your kakatua, kakata, kata. No, you're not working. Because my friend, clear. Kakatu, 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 kakatu. Live here. Work. Add value. Do you know that even in government service, that they say there's a lot of bureaucracy, if you're a hard worker, they will distinguish you. Even in government work. I know somebody that one former governor gave 10 million or so when he was leaving after his tenure. He said, "This guy, anytime if I call him in the midnight, he will pick my call. If I tell him to go and do this for me, he will do it. And he doesn't do rubbish." The world is watching you. Your neighbors are watching you. Your children are watching you. They are watching your attitude to work. They are watching how many hours you are spending on Netflix. They are watching how many hours you are spending on social media. They are watching how many hours you are investing into your task. They are watching. So that's why you must be diligent. You see your future with your eyes. You behold it with your heart, but you walk it out with your hands. You see your future with your eyes. You behold your future with your heart, but you go to work. You put in the hours. You know, some people think that. So, you know, in those days, I don't know about now, in those days when some people when they didn't go to school very well, they will say, "God called me." Excuse me. They will say, "God called me." I don't know how they want to do it. Because I've never seen it in scripture where God called a lazy man. Just go and check the scripture. All the apostles were busy men doing something very, very serious. No apostle was his. How do you want to do it? With busy schedule, back to back, preparing messages. You are praying. You are fasting. You are doing morning prayer. You are doing programs in the evening. You are preaching in other churches. You are writing books. You are preparing materials. You are counseling people. You are having meetings. You are constructing. How do you want to survive without being a diligent person? You can't. You can't. You have to study yourself. Because out of what you have is what I'm going to give. If you don't study, you can't get anything. Some pastors, we don't know. Some pastors in those days, they will say, "When I get to work," I say, "What do you do?" I say, "I'm not working." I say, "Yeah." I say, "But I'm a pastor, but I'm not working." It's not this kind of the one that we are doing here. Rise up. Take your task serious, my friend. Take your task with utmost sincerity. I've told you before, the best working hands is your hands. The best helping hands is your hands. Okay, you are saying somebody should help somebody. You are angry. This person did not help you. Who helped your helper? The person that you are calling to help you, who helped the person? Nobody. So you to help yourself. The helper you are saying, "My uncle did not help me. My cousin did not help me." Who helped your helper? The person you want to help, who helped the person? If they help you, they only help you. Don't have all this mentality that they must help you. Who says they must help you? The ultimate helper is God. Let him help you work with your hands. Put in the hours into your task. And then, boom! You see that your business will grow. You'll be promoted rapidly. You know some people, they will think that maybe if they are working in a place, they will not be rating themselves. "I know I'm working." You can't rate yourself when you are working, sir. It is your employer that will rate you. So ask from time. That's why they do appraisals. ask from time to how am I doing? If they didn't answer you through paper, go and meet them. How is my work? What else can I do to deliver value to this company? What am I not doing right? Not to talk of something that you even correct them, they will not even yield to correction. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Diligence places you in high demand. Diligence makes you an asset to your boss. May you be an asset to your boss in Jesus' name. Rulership is an exclusive preserve of the diligent. It is the diligent that rule. If you want to rule, you have to be diligent. Don't hold back on your contributions to your employers. Don't hold back on your values. Some people say, I don't want to work too much, but when I start my own business, I'll be able to add value. It's a lie. It is how you are doing it now that you do it. So, you know, some people have their own business. And you know, when you have your own business, that is the easiest way to be lazy. Some people think that people that work in companies are the ones that are lazy. Some employers are very lazy. Because nobody will ask you. Nobody will ask you, why did you come late? What is wrong with you? Why didn't you work? Nobody will ask you. So it's very easy for somebody at the top to be lazy, because nobody will ask you any question. And that's why many companies don't go anywhere. Many organizations don't go anywhere, because those at the top are very lazy. Many departments in a company don't progress because the people that head it are lazy. And so things are not easy. Don't forget that things can never be easy for the lazy. In the book of Luke, chapter 16, verse 12, the Bible says, if you have not been faithful in that which is another man, who will give you your own? Luke 16, verse 12. If you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who will give you your own? Walk, oh. Walk now. So that you can have the glorious future that God has for you. Factors that enhance your work. D, work wisely. Factors that enhance your work, work wisely. Wise work is giving your work a business approach. Let me tell you this, everybody. Should I really tell you? Should I tell you this? Let me tell you. If you don't have a business approach to your work, you can't be profitable in your work. What's business approach? You approach it as a business. It's not a place that people come and you don't go to work and then you go there for socializing. You don't go to work and go there and be entertaining girlfriend. You don't go to work and then you buy malt or beer for your friends to come and take it with pepper soup on your table during working hours. No. Be wise now. How do you want to succeed in a business that you don't have a business approach? Even if you leave your house, you must have a business approach. How can this business expand? How can this business grow? And it doesn't matter if you are the owner, head, or any time you are doing a business or a work, have a business approach. When you get to work in the morning, clean your work area, prepare yourself, have a business approach. If you do not do your makeup from the house, you want to quickly do your makeup, prepare yourself, be set. Have a business mindset. Not that you are just doing as if you are not in a business. That business can prosper. A business or career that will prosper. Okay, for example, you are in an organization and you have a meeting at a particular time. You did not go into the meeting. You did not log into the meeting. Then the meeting is 1 hour. You now log in 15 minutes after the meeting has started. You don't have a business approach. You are selling goods that they are supposed to buy early in the morning. Maybe you started with tea and akara or tea and donut or something. That's what you sell. It's for breakfast. You are still stretching at 8:30. Yeah. You are still stretching like this. Or you are following news of Trump. You sit down in front of television. You sit down. You'll be watching television. Be watching series of film. During working hours. Your own done good. Maybe I cannot talk another one. Have a business approach to your work. Have a business approach to your assignment. Have a business approach to your task. Have a business approach to your work. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. Have a business approach with profit in view. Let me round up here so that we can pray. Number three, strategy for forward movement is the grace strategy. Moving forward in life is beyond strength. That's why sometimes God wants to use the weak things of this world to confirm the wise. Work is good. Being adventurous is good. Another thing that can move you forward is the grace of God. Hello. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Work is good. I'm bringing a balance to this message now. Work is good. Hard work is good. Are you getting what I'm saying now? But there's a balance to the message. Now look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 26 to 29. Let me show you something there. 1 Corinthians, okay. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many men, not many mighty, not many noble are called. That is, they are mighty, they are very, but God did not call them. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised had God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Somebody say a loud amen. Hard work, skill, smartness is very good, but they are not sufficient on their own to help you to move forward. Are you getting what I'm saying? You need the grace of God. That's why we are here. The grace of God. Somebody shout the grace of God. That's why the Bible tells us in Psalm 127, verse 1. Psalm 127, verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord build the city, the watchman watcheth but in vain. You can walk, but if the grace is lacking, it's a problem. So you need the grace. Somebody say, I need the grace. Your efforts are good, but they are not enough. I know all these things I'm saying about hard work. You are hardworking. But hard work is not enough. Romans chapter 9 verse 16. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. So hard work is good. Resuming very early in the morning is very good. Monitoring your business is very good, but that is not enough. You need the grace of God. Somebody with me shout a big hallelujah. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11, Ecclesiastes 9 verse 11, Bible says, I return and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happening to them all. Every great man in this kingdom is heavily dependent on grace. Every great man, anybody you see and say, how are they doing it? How are you doing it? How are you doing it? It is the grace. Anything you see in someone's life, you have so much on your plate, yet you do so much. How are you doing it? It is grace. And that's why you are here in this second service. So, quickly, as I round up, what is grace? Grace is divine help and leverage. Divine help and leverage. Divine help and leverage. The purpose of grace is to move a man forward. To move you forward in career, in business, in your studies. That is the purpose of grace. So, lastly, how can I assess grace? I'll give us a few of that and we'll begin to pray. How can I assess grace so that I can move forward? Number one, be humble. Be humble. James chapter 4 verse 6. James chapter 4 and verse 6. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God receiveth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. If you are going to enjoy the grace of God so that you can move forward, you have to be humble. And I've taught you how to know if you are humble. One of the ways to know if you are humble is the way you react to correction. Anytime your husband corrects you, your wife corrects you, your pastor corrects you, your mentor corrects you, your sisters correct you, the way you react, the way you behave, that shows if you are proud. Look at Moses, for example. Look at how he enjoys so much grace. Numbers chapter 12, verse 3. Numbers 12, verse 3. The Bible says, now the man Moses was very meek, very humble, above all men which were upon the face of the earth. That was the secret of Moses. He was able to pastor so many millions of people because of meekness. You that you have not reached anywhere, nobody can correct you again. Nobody can talk to you again. Everybody's like this in your hands. You just look at them like this. Like pin like this. Elders are like this in your hands. Parents are like this. Not talk of pastor. Which pastor? That's why the grace is not increasing. If you want the grace to increase, humility is important. Humility is important. Humility before God, humility before men. Number two, how to increase in grace? Hard work. Hard work. You know, Apostle Paul was not there when Jesus was around, but he was able to do so much. And I went to the Bible. I said, what is the secret of Apostle Paul? I found it in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10. He said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. He said, but I what? I labored more abundantly than all of you. See, that's why I was able to succeed. I was able to write the two-thirds of the Bible. I was able to do more work because I labored more. If you want the grace of God to increase, labor in your assignment so that your consignment can come out. Labor. Some people, they only work. They work according to the salary. They measure the salary, and based on the salary, they work. You can't get anywhere like that. What about people like us? Have even worked for free? Even now, we are working for free. So don't look at it that I must collect so money. I must collect so. But we are blessed. We are blessed. No eye on anybody's account. No shadowing of anybody. No calling anybody for a special meeting. That please come and see me in my office. You have to give us money now. Yes, my car is due for change, or I need you to buy me something. Never. For what? It's unnecessary. Whatever I don't have, with time, the God that called me will provide it somehow. Labor now. Number three, how to access grace? Uprightness and obedience. If you want more grace, be upright. The little God has already instructed you to do, do it. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. If you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. I preached this morning. I still have two more messages to go today. Number four. How to access grace? Salvation. Nobody can taste grace without salvation. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? What is the profit of moving forward? Blessing, good children, grandchildren, everything without salvation. Everything is vanity. Salvation is a call to grace. Immediately you are saved, you have been called into increased grace. That's why when people become born again, immediately they become born again like this, you will see that their life will improve. This morning, I trust God that many who are not saved or genuinely saved will come to the knowledge of God. Can I hear a big amen? Amen. Well, the word has gone forth. May it bear fruit in our hearts in Jesus' name. Rise on your feet, people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you are clapping for me, it's too much. But if it's for Jesus, covenant keeping
God, there is no one like you. I am that I am. There is no one like you, covenant keeping God.
Covenant keeping God.
There is no one like you.
There is no one like you.
I am that I am.
once again, let's thank Him this morning. Let's return the glory to Him. Mighty, mighty, mighty God, we thank You. In Jesus' precious name. Just before we begin to pray very intensely this morning and receive the grace for diligence, the grace to move forward this morning, you are here or you are watching us online or in any of our churches connected, and you are saying to me, Pastor, I need this grace for diligence. I'm not a lazy person, but I believe I can do more. I can do more. I want the grace. But I want to first make my way right with God. Please pray with me. Please pray with me. Please pray with me. It's not that I'm a bad person or something, but I just want to start with God again. I want to start with God again. Please pray with me. Anywhere you are, just where you are standing, I want to pray with you. You want to dedicate your life to God or rededicate your life to God. All heads bowed right now. I want to pray for these wonderful people. Anywhere you are, just lift up your right hand and I will pray with you. You want to dedicate your heart to God afresh, or you want to rededicate your life to God. Anywhere you are, I want to pray with you. Just lift up your right hand and I will pray with you. I'm going to count from 1 to 3, after which I will pray. God bless you. Lift it up very well up. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. One. And I know that you will not reject the call of your Maker as He calls you unto salvation, as He calls you unto redemption in the name of Jesus. Also, you are here. You want to break any yoke, the yoke of any addiction. You have tried on your own, but you could not stop. Or you want to break that yoke of addiction. Also, I want to pray with you. Also, you can also lift your right hand up. You can also lift your right. If you are not sure that if Jesus will come now, that He will take you. You are not very sure, but you want to be sure. You can let me pray for you and pray with you. Give me that honor to pray with you. Give me that honor to pray with you. Coming to church does not mean one is saved. You can even be living inside church and you are not saved. So coming to church does not mean that you are saved. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Two, I'm about to pray. Make sure your hands are lifted, your right hand is lifted. Also, in all churches that are connected, pastors, ministers, ensure that you give cards to those people whose hands are lifted, and God will bless them. God will bless them. God will bless you. Don't be the last person. I'll give you just 10 more seconds and I will pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, with your right hand lifted, with your right hand lifted, say after me, Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Make sure your right hand is lifted as you take that prayer. Say, Oh Lord, have mercy on me. As your son, as your daughter, afresh, I commit myself to you. Help me to please you. Help me to do your will. Help me to continue to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. Keep that right hand raised as I pray with you. Father, we thank you for this one's online on ground. Bless these ones. Write their names in the book of life. Establish them for life. Help them to please you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please follow the counselors for brief counseling. And the Lord will bless you. Online, send us a text, a WhatsApp to that number. And the Lord will bless you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.